Okay, we're talking about levels and asking for levels. This is volume levels, spoken levels, in a recording or live radio or voiceover studio, so that the sound engineer, that may be yourself, of course, you may be doubling up as the presenter and the sound engineer, can set the recording level so it is the same as the other sources that you're going to be mixed with, and for those other reasons that we mentioned yesterday. If you didn't hear yesterday's show, and the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reasons why someone will want your levels to be taken at the start of a recording or live audio session, when you pop back and listen to yesterday's edition. So you're being asked for a bit for level, okay, and sometimes you don't know what to say or how to say it. Let's go through that in today's episode, 535 of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice with me, Peter Stewart. Sounds obvious, but many people simply say, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Or maybe they'll say something like, Mary had a little lamb. Or a producer may use the classic line that I hinted at in the title of today's episode. Okay, tell me what you had for breakfast. But all of those really are too short. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mary had a little lamb. Just a bit of porridge, really. They don't encourage you to speak in the same way as you will when you're live. Your volume may differ, as too may your tone of voice. It also needs to be a sentence or two so the producer or engineer has time to adjust any settings on their desk or console to better reproduce your special tonal qualities. So my advice to you is read from your actual script with the same presentation style, volume and vitality, position and posture as you will later on. A sound engineer may ask you to talk slightly differently, a little bit softer, or pull away from the mic a touch. Comply with their request and carry on talking until you're asked to stop. The tip is, say in rehearsal what you will say in reality. Say it in the same way and position yourself in relation to the mic just as you will for real. Whatever you do, don't test the mic by tapping it or blowing into it. A microphone is sensitive and doing either of those things will damage it. You may also be asked at this point to say your name and the name of the product or the title of the script for the tape. That's the phrase they'll use, for the tape, so there's an audio record of whose voice follows on the actual recording. I'm Peter Stewart. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the show. Tomorrow I'm back talking about automatic level control. Yeah, we've spoken about setting the levels. Why bother when there's an automatic system for doing the same thing? We'll discuss that tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.